Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the GEOX Group first quarter 2013 conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The call is chaired by GEOX Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Giorgio Pesca, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Good afternoon to everybody, thank you for attending this conference call. This is the quarter of 2013. Due to the difficult macroeconomic situation of a Mediterranean country, and in particular in Italy and Spain, and with the result effect in terms of the sale by these difficulties. As already mentioned, 2013 will be a transition year, despite the uncertainty of the timing of the Concessions recovery in Europe. We are confident that our strategy focused on investments in the new products and on the gradual shift of our commercial activities toward emerging markets such as Asia Pacific and Russia, where our expansion is in rapid and positive evolution, represent the base for the future development of the group and the relaunch of its growth. Here with me, there are Giorgio Pesca, the CEO, and Livio Libralesso, CFO. Giorgio and Livio will give you an overview of the GEOX results before your questions.
Good evening and good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining us. This is Giorgio Pesca speaking. I'm going to make some introductory comments, mainly around the key facts of the GEOX Group first quarter 2013 results, and on our expectation for the full year 2013. I'll then hand it over to Livio, who is going to review the first quarter financial performance. Let me start by saying that as a matter of fact, the first quarter does not surprise, and the -20% of top line is in line with our first half expectation of -10%, and it is reflected in our budgets and plans. The first quarter has been characterized by the continued challenging situation for the retail industry in many of our European markets, mainly due to a continued tough macroeconomic climate in Europe and in particular in Italy and Spain, and an unfavorable weather condition during the first quarter and the first weeks of April throughout all of Europe. As a direct consequence of this, like-for-like sales in the first quarter did not reach our expectation. However, the trend reversed in the second part of April, which reported sales substantially stable compared with April 2012. We can substantially confirm the previously announced guidance of a decline in sales in the region of 10% for the first half of 2013. In the current challenging environment, especially in the core European markets, we are accelerating our strategic initiative focus regarding the rationalization of our distribution network in order to have a solid and financially sound base in terms of directly operated stores by analyzing and relocating stores in terms of better performance, franchise partners, and key account partners. The second strategic initiative are all the process investment in organization to move GEOX to a global retail operation business model, serving both monobrand store as well as our wholesale key accounts as the key platform for future solid and sustainable performance as per our previous quarter's presentation. The third thing we are working on is the rationalization of our supply chain and the development of the Serbian operational unit, as already announced. The new markets development to grow sales and rebalance our geographical top-line mix. In particular, China, where, as we said already, we took over the distribution at the beginning of 2013, and we already see encouraging result, both in terms of an acceleration of the store openings as well as in terms of the performance trends week by week. We're working on completing our strategic business plan in order to match medium-term sustainable and profitable growth with short-term market challenges. The last point, last but not least, we have a profit protection plan already in place and under the execution in order to mitigate the current market pressures on full year 2013. From complexity reduction to organizational review, with tight cost management control to face the effect of top-line pressure. Moving into the highlights of the first quarter. Sales are down 20.4% to 262.5 million. Like-for-like of directly operated stores are down 18%. This result needs to be viewed in the context of a prior year comparison, especially in March, that was +19%. Was a top month, and we went, of course, we had a very challenging target. The continued economic crisis that still affects all the retail consumption and group revenues. Moreover, the cold weather impacted group revenues during the first quarter and has continued to affect results during the first weeks of April. However, the trend reversed in April with a flat like-for-like and a like-for-like year to date of -12.5%. We see a recovery, we see a turnaround, and we hope the weather will help us out in a proper way. The EBITDA margin was 40.5 million, 15.4% on sales, mainly due to the decrease of the top line. EBIT was 30.7 million, 11.7% on sales. Net income, 19 million, 7.2% on sales, compared with the 41.5 million in the same period of 2012. The net cash position reached 3.6 million cash position after 11.8 million CapEx, mainly due to new store openings. Livio will go deep in detail to explain this part. During the first quarter of 2013, we opened 34 new GeoShop, and 36 have been closed as the rationalization process I was talking to you about before. As of April 2013, the overall number of GeoShop was 1,218, with eight net openings. We confirm the expectation of 80-90 net openings by the end of 2013. If we can move to page two. We have the sales breakdown by channel. Wholesale is declining 23%, in line with our low 20s decline expectation, due to the weak performance of Italy and Europe, subject to a widespread destocking process, and to our prudent approach to the business with selective cancellation of orders of customers suffering difficult financial condition that is currently affecting Western Europe. Franchising is down 27.9%, mainly driven by space effect decided by us. Just to explain this point, that could look strange, we have been operating 42 conversion from franchise store to DOS, previously managed by independent agents as a consequence of a termination agreement. A very good store with very high performance, and due to the termination of this agreement, we decided to take them over. 18 new openings, more than offset by around 30 closure, according to the rationalization process I was talking to you before. The third point, very important, is the reduced sell-in concerning the initial order, according to the new model to manage a franchise in favor of replenishment and reorders that will occur in the second quarter. We confirm the mid-teens decline expectation for the first half of 2013. Our DOS channel is growing 1.1%, of which, as a counterpart to the franchising 42 reduction in terms of DOS, we have a space effect of +6.7 million euro and a like-for-like performance of -6 million euro. Our first quarter retail results were affected, as said, by the tough macroeconomic retail environment, particularly in the European area, and that, as you know, represent over 80% of our direct operated store sales. During March, the weather condition have been really delaying the beginning of the spring/summer. Sales in March have been characterized by a tough comparison, as said. At the end, like-for-like in DOS was -17.8%. The sales trend, as said, was reversed in April with a stable comparison compared to last year. Like-for-like year to date is at -12.5%. If you can turn to page three, when talking about product, footwear is down 19.7% and apparel is down 25.2%. There are no specific comments about that. In page four, sales by region. The most impacted country in terms of sales decline in the first quarter is Italy, that is down 31.7%, affected in particular by the poor performance of the wholesale channel and, of course, by the impact of the like-for-like in our most important country. Europe is down 16.5%. North America is flat. The rest of the world performance is down 6.2%, but this is mainly affected by China, -12%, because the comparison is with our previous distributor, Belle. As you know, our decision to terminate the agreement was taken at the end of last year, and we started to operate directly as of January. By investing directly in Hong Kong, Macau, Shanghai, Beijing, and Tianjin, and signing a distribution agreement with a retail partner that is Riking. As you probably remember, the new distributor has committed the opening of approximately 400 doors over a 5 year contract period. Our development plan in Hong Kong, Macau, and China is accelerating. As of today, we already have 25 stores in China, 14 stores in Hong Kong, and one in Macau. By the end of 2013, we will have 33 directly operated stores in China, 16 in Hong Kong, and 2 in Macau. As far as Riking, so our distributor, is concerned, we currently have already, since the beginning of the year, 23 monobrand stores, so we can confirm our plan to open 100 stores by the end of 2013. The other countries of the rest of the world, Russia and Ukraine, are increasing respectively by 5 and 29%, while other Eastern European countries are down 9%, more or less in line with macroeconomic challenges. If we go to page 15, we have the chart with our monobrand network. During the first quarter, the group recorded 2 net closures, as you can see by the breakdown by country. As already told you, we constantly evaluate the results of underperforming locations for possible relocation or closures. As a result of this review during the first quarter, we decided to close 36 retail locations and 33 new opening or replacement have been added, 3 in Italy, 6 in Europe, mainly in France and Holland, 25 mainly in China and Russia. So we confirmed the target to open net 80 to 90 stores by the year end, in particular around 40 in Italy and Europe, around 15 in Eastern Europe, around 30 in Asia, and around 5 in the rest of the world. So thank you for the attention. I will hand it over to Livio for the financials.
Thank you, Giorgio. Good morning and good afternoon to everybody. Let's go now to page 7 to comment the first quarter income statement. Consolidated sales at 265 million, down 20% on last year, as already commented. Gross profit was equal to 123.7 million, 47.1% on sales, compared with 46.8 of last year, an increase of 30 basis points. This slight increase in gross margin reflects the fact that the impact of higher cost of goods sold, raw material and labor, and a slightly challenging Forex have been more than offset by a positive channel mix effect, the improvement in the profitability of our DOS channel, and some selected increases in prices. We confirm the expectation of an increase close to 100 basis points in gross margin in the first half 13. Selling and distribution was 5.8% on sales, with an increase of about 90 basis points, mainly due to higher transportation costs linked to the replenishment in our DOS network. G&A were 68 million, 26% on sales, compared to 18.8 of last year. The increase is 6 million, and it is explained by the new DOS openings and the conversion to DOS of the 41 store location previously managed by some independent agents. All the other core G&A expenses were in line with last year, and we keep maintaining a strict control or reduction in order to finance the new projects. Advertising and promotion was 9.7 million, 3.7% on sales, compared with 4% of the same period of last year. EBIT declined, and this means that the group is investing in the new DOS openings that needs a startup period to reach a satisfactory profitability, and is investing in the development of new projects, such as development of emerging markets, which are still in a startup phase and consequently affects the global profitability. Income taxes were 10 million, with a tax rate at 34%, compared with the 32 of the same period last year. Net result was 19 million, 7.2% on sales. EBITDA was 15.4% on sales, compared with 21.9% of the same period of last year. Flip to page 8, summary balance sheet. We ended the first quarter with a solid balance sheet. Shareholders' equity is 425 million, and it is higher than the invested capital. Consequently, the group has a net cash position of 3.6 million. I would like to give some more details regarding working capital. Flip to page 9. The operating working capital as a percentage on sales increased from 33.9% to 36.5% of the first quarter. Inventories increased by 43 million, mainly due to the previous fall-winter 12 season and the spring-summer season currently on sales. We experienced a decrease of account receivable for 46.7 million. However, during the quarter, we decided to grant to customers some payment term extension, mainly in Italy, Spain, and Portugal, given their weak start of the spring-summer sales season. In any case, receivables are under control and no material risk. Payables were higher than first quarter 12, 127 million versus 105, due to the extension of the payment terms obtained by our suppliers. Page 10, the cash flow statement. The lower net income and the working capital dynamics mainly explains the cash flow. Working capital absorbed the cash for 83 million during the first quarter 13, while last year absorbed 80 million. Operating cash flow was negative, 44 million, due to the working capital, while last year amounted to 1.7 million. CapEx were 11.8 million, 2.2 million lower than the first quarter 12. At the end of the first quarter, the net cash position is consequently 3.6 million. Let me now hand over to GIUX CEO Giorgio Presca for some final remarks.
This is Giorgio again. So, as said, GIUX will accelerate the strategic initiative to move GIUX to a global retail operation business model. In this respect, 2013 is for GIUX a true transition year to build these fundamentals and to really keep on track on all the strategic initiative implementation and execution month by month. In specific, the retail business model. We've been investing in organization, people, process review, and staffing of key processes to excel in terms of planning, allocation, in-season management, flows, and deliveries. And we are absolutely on track on that. New growing market investment. Hong Kong and China is first, as well as Russia, Poland, and Turkey. And we are on track as well on this part. DOS and franchising rationalization expansion, 80 to 90 net openings focus on high performance geos cluster and strict phase out of underperforming doors. We are currently on track on that. We are increasing the direct control distribution value chain by converting independent agents into direct sales force in order to better assist our wholesale partners. We have been investing in retail field managers to support monobrand stores and key account performance. And the fifth point I said before in my opening is the profit protection plan that really regards ongoing complexity reduction, ongoing organization review, a tight cost management control to face the impact of top-line pressures in the core market, as Livio showed properly 2 minutes ago. Let me give you some expectation for the first half and second half of 2013. The key point of the first half is really a remark regarding the fact that, as you know, since spring-summer 13, we do not provide any more the order backlog, which is just a picture of the initial order, and it is no longer the best proxy for the next season sales. This is due to the fact that, as we explained, Geox has been putting in place a new way of supplying our franchisees, where, compared with the past, where Geox used to impose one order for the full season and the orders were not material, now the initial allocation of products to the store has been materially reduced based on proper sell-through planning. And during the season, the initial allocation is followed by weekly product flows and frequent replenishment of the best-selling products according to the sellout. Consequently, the comparison with the previous franchising season backlog is no longer meaningful. This will allow our retail network to chase demand and full pricing season, improving the store profitability. On the other side, we will see the result on the second quarter of the first half. As far as the 2013 top line, the first half consolidated sales we expect to be down high single, low teens, depending on the like-for-like. For wholesale channel, we expect a low 20s decline. For franchising channel, we expect a mid-teens decline as a result of our decision to streamline the network, around 50 new openings, around 40 closures, 55 conversion to DOS, mid to high single-digit decline in like-for-like due to the market conditions. For DOS channel, we expect a mid-teens growth due again to the 35 openings, the 5 closure, and the 55 conversion from franchising store, and to a mid to high single-digit decline in like-for-like, mainly as a result from the first quarter result. In the second half, consolidated sales, we expect consolidated sales almost in line with the same period of last year, provided that for wholesale channel, we expect a low teens decline. For franchising channel, we expect a mid to high single-digit decline based on the following assumption, the around 30 new openings, 5 closures, no additional conversion to DOS, but of course the second half sale will be affected by the first half conversion and closures, and substantially flat like-for-like. For DOS channel, we assume a high 20s growth due to around 20 openings, 5 closures, and a substantially flat like-for-like, and the said 55 conversion occurred in the first half. The gross margin expected to recover 100 basis points in full year, mainly due to the positive channel mix. As a result, at the end of full year 2013, we expect consolidated sales down middle single digit, mainly driven by the assumption to be verified of a flat like-for-like in the second half. An improvement of about 100 basis points in gross margin, some pressure in the EBITDA margin, mainly due to three factors: the decrease of the top line, the investment in the new market, and the new openings in emerging markets that are still in the startup phase. So these are our expectations, and Livio and myself are here now to take your question. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question comes from Mr. Paul Swinand of Morningstar Investor Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. It's Paul Swinand with Morningstar in Chicago. Thanks for taking the questions. When you're opening stores in China, is the CapEx need different than in the rest of the world? In other words, are the landlords paying part of the store build out?
Uh, No, let's say that we are now experiencing more or less the same expenses of CapEx per square meters. In any case, we have a strong plan of openings. Consequently, now we are also studying if there are local producers that can allow us to better manage the CapEx. But back to your question, more or less is the same as in Europe due to the quality of the furniture and fixture. The real difference is that there is no key money usually, but the rent is a little bit higher, so it's a balance.
Understood. And then you mentioned the inventory in your prepared remarks. It is up significantly. Is there any analysis of the inventory by, early season versus late season? And do you feel that the inventory is clean as far as the seasonality of it right now?
No, we have a problem in terms of excess of inventory, a foreseen problem. Let's say that the current season, spring-summer 13, is a little bit slow at the end of March, but we think that we will be able to reabsorb the excess of inventory regarding the current season. As far as fall-winter 12, we granted to our franchisee network 5 million of additional returns, and in any case, we have planned to open in 2013 10 new outlets and 13 temporary outlets in order to be able to sell off this excess of inventory of fall-winter and also previous season sales. This year, this season, in any case, the sell-through is in line with last year. So we have an excess of inventory, and you have seen that the cash has been impacted from this, but we have planned the way to sell off and to make cash.
Okay, got it. And then just kind of trying to take a step back from the short-term results here, where you are now with your sales per square foot, let's say in your key DOS in Italy, is that substantially off of where it needs to be? In other words, does it have to recover still when the economic environment gets better, or are your expenses such that you can run the DOS in the troubled geographies at the current sales level?
No, there is a lot of room to improve our sales per square meters in countries like Italy, Spain, France, and we would like to be back at the same level we were a couple of years ago or 3 years ago. So as soon as the retail environment will improve, our sales per square meter will improve. On the other side, in countries like Hong Kong and also US and Canada, we are experiencing like-for-like positive. Consequently, we are increasing also the sales per square meter. So it's a matter of geography.
Okay, great. Thanks, and best of luck.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Stefano Cornegliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is about the buyback of some tenths of Italian franchisees in Italy. Just if you could give us some more flavor on when it happened, if it did contribute in terms of space effect on the retail front in Q1, or eventually what kind of contribution you're expecting going forward. Secondly, it's about the reshape of the orders placed by franchisee. It accounted the first quarter usually accounted for more than 90% of the seasonal orders. Could you give us an indication of what's your, I wouldn't say target, but the more feasible number we're going to see in the future, clearly stripping out the weather effect that influenced the month of March and likely a little bit lower in the months to come. And thirdly, Giorgio talked about a protection plan. If you could tell us the major income statement roles you're acting and what's the kind of magnitude in terms of cost reduction you are aiming to achieve. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Stefano. Buyback from franchisee. I would say there is no buyback from franchisee. If the store do not perform, we prefer to close the shop. In fact, in the first quarter, on the franchising channel, we have 33 closure compared to 18 net openings. And usually the first half and the first quarter is the period in which we rationalize the network due to the fact that, to give an example, we have in-house, in the warehouse, the products for next fall-winter, so we will sell the goods next fall-winter, and then we will not place orders of subsequent spring-summer. So, back to your question, no buyback from franchisee. Consequently, the 41 shops, good location we took over, are from our agents that we decided to terminate. So 25 in Italy and the rest in Belgium and in Austria, where we replaced the agents with Salesforce. Given the fact that this small chain have a good EBITDA, we decided to take over the shops and not to close the shop. Our plan is to give back to franchisee partner in the near future part of these shops.
Thank you.
What about the second, the reshape of the orders? You are right. In the past, franchising were used to place 95% of the order as initial. We changed the model. In spring-summer 13, we started with 82% initial, and then we plan 18% as a replenishment. In fall-winter 13, the percentage is decreasing, 65 initial order and 35% on replenishment, in order to improve profitability of the total chain, both DOS and franchising. Profit protection plan. We have a protection plan. But we decided to improve and to increase the size of the cost cutting due to the fact that, as Giorgio said, we have seen that also in the fall-winter 13, the wholesale channel is weak. We expect low teens decline, and consequently it's necessary to increase the cost-cutting solution. I don't want to spend now an amount because we have just decided to accelerate the cost-cutting, and we are putting in place also a stronger organization regarding also the payroll.
To what extent such a cost reduction will be linked to some advertising squeeze? Which is the less sensible item.
Yes, you are right. Let's say that in our view, advertising should be keep for the last. Before, there are many other costs that we can and we will cut.
Ciao, Stefano. Yeah, the advertising will be in line with budget. We're already in budget. We had already foreseen anyway rationalization of the budget, but it is not is not a part of the profit protection plan as of today.
Grazie.
The next question is from Sylvia Bohr of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, madam.
Good evening. Thank you very much for taking the questions. I've got three questions, please. I was wondering if you could comment on the flat revenue development in the U.S. during the quarter. So this is the first question. The second question, it would be great if you could comment on the performance of the DOS stores in China and Hong Kong. And lastly, it is more of a long-term question. We have seen basically declining revenues over a period of 3 to 4 years now. And given you are implementing a lot of initiatives in the business, you're refocusing on retail and trying to grow the exposure to the growth markets. I was wondering what you think as of today will be or could be the long-term normalized growth for the brand. Thank you.
So U.S. Flat, you are right. Unfortunately, our U.S. operation are not material at the group level, but we are experiencing an improvement in the wholesale business and the like-for-like of the shops is more or less flat. Consequently, let's say, it's for the time being, we have not found the proper way to enter U.S. In the presentation, you see flat, but it includes also Canada, and there is the same story in Canada. The Canada situation is a little bit different because 40 million in Canada is much more material than 30 to 40 million per year in the U.S., but in any case, we are studying how to better penetrate the U.S. market.
Okay, talking about Hong Kong and China, okay, if we talk about Hong Kong and Macau, if we have a comparable data, but we have been changing the position, the size of some store inside the same mall, today, at the week 18, we are plus 23% compared to 2012. And as well as in terms of sales, as well as in terms of margins, we are over-delivering the budget as of today. Talking about China, the process has been slower. By opening the store, we had a soft beginning, mainly due to the fact that we have been replacing stores in place where Bellet was selling before. So, of course, we had a tough comparison before sales and during sales. So, after Chinese New Year, the season started. And as of Spring-Summer 13 officially was launched on week 10, we experienced a huge increase week by week, also in connection with the launch of the advertising campaign. We are currently twice as much as the first 5 weeks in terms of sales. So, you know, it's a startup. We are in line with our expectation. We are overperforming over the past weeks. Looks good, but this is the best proxy I can give you.
That's great. Thank you. If you could quickly comment on or give us a progress update on your relationship with your new partner Reaching in China, that would be great.
Well, it is currently we just started. It's a good relation. I mean, of course, we are working on establishing the business, so it's a startup phase. We are very confident that the partner is the right one to develop it. So we are we're investing. There is no problem as of today, but some very good result of what we can see. They've been opening spectacular stores. They are operating the stores at a standard that is really higher than our expectation. So we expect the result to be absolutely in line, and that would be in line with the plan.
That's great. Thank you.
The next question is from Ms. Paola Carboni of Equita SIM. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, hello everybody. I have a question on gross margin, because if I got it well, you are indicating a 100 basis point increase in gross margin also for the second part of the year, which would be the same trend of H1, although I guess the impact from Forex will be tougher in H2 based on your hedging. So what should instead accelerate as a positive driver in H2 in order to offset this heavier negative Forex impact? Maybe you're going to accelerate on pricing, or is there anything I'm forgetting? I don't know. Thank you.
Hi, Paola. You are right. You know, we have the backlog in our hand, so the slight increase in the gross margin is confirmed by the backlog, but as for the first half, it is mainly due to the channel mix, due to the fact that the challenging Forex has been balanced by some selected increases in prices, but in any case, it's channel mix.
And for the second half, this was my question. For the second half, when Forex will weigh more, what should instead accelerate?
No. I was talking about second half.
Ah, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Yes. No.
We have a follow-up question from Sylvia Bohr of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I believe we haven't answered the third questions. The third question I've asked about your long-term normalized growth expectation. If you could comment on that, that would be great. Thank you very much.
You are right. We missed the last answer. Let's say that we are in the middle of the implementation of the new strategy after the changing of the CEO. So let's say that first of all, we have to change the geographical footprint of our business, and consequently Eastern Europe, especially Russia and Poland, are under the spot of the development, and then we expect to increase our presence in Hong Kong and in China. On the other side, we cannot forget that our main markets, Europe especially, will continue to be our core markets, and consequently now we are putting a lot of focus again on the wholesale channel, especially key account, and we are going to have alliances with the major key accounts in Germany, in France, and also in the small chain in Italy, in order to secure the backlog also of the wholesale channel. So we will give expectation regarding the next business plan, a three-year business plan, as soon as we have finalized and we have a better visibility on this reorganization and strategic repositionment of the company within year end.
That's great. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Peter Farron of Brian Gagné. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Just one question. I'm not sure if I missed it, but could you give us some guidance as to the full-year EBITDA margin, given the 5% sales decline you expect?
Yes, the guidance is pressure on the EBITDA. We prefer not to give a precise bracket due to the fact that we want to make a very strong cost-cutting activity and rationalization in order to protect the profitability.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Mr. Stefano Cornelliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon again. I have two follow-up questions, if I may. The first one is about the product assortment at wholesale level. I remember a time ago that the discrepancy in performances between your DOS network and the wholesale network was about the assortment. I remember the, your initiatives toward a more, a fresher and more up-to-date assortment at wholesale level. Could you just update us on where you are in this process? And secondly, about the open to buy, is that opportunity also available for multi-brand retailers or just a franchisee? Thank you.
Okay, Stefano, in terms of product assortment, the key development, that you are absolutely right, that was the main discrepancy in terms of the presence of the brand in the different channels, as well as in terms of performance. We've been making major improvement by segmenting the collection, and on the other side, by creating a program in order to develop corners and specific placement in the key retailers throughout all of Europe. So we expect to see a much bigger improvement over fall winter 2013, because it already happened. And as a consequence, the most of this account will be allowed, of course, to replenish also from our core bulk, and we will provide also them with the same kind of support in terms of replenishment. The key difference will be that some of them are going to be connected as our franchisee of our stores, so we will be able, of course, to chase demand and proposing a proper replenishment order week by week, while in other cases where we do not have visibility about their week performance, they will have, of course, to assess our web orders, and we will we expect to be able to stay on top of that also by the investment in people on the territory that we've been putting in place over the end of last year.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, at this time, there are no more questions registered.
Okay. Thank you very much for all your interesting questions. If you have any further question, please refer directly to me due to the fact that Marina is pregnant, and maybe today or tomorrow she will delivering results, let's say. So feel free to contact me by phone or by email. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.